Good evening all. I'm currently laying here and I thought I would post an audio boo. I did one earlier with the fireworks, and I said I'd be back later with some more stuff. So back I am coming. This weekend, I'll start with this weekend. I went away with my family to a place near Bristol called Clevedon. And we stayed in a place called the Highcliffe Hotel, which was quite nice. And we had a fairly pleasant time. I had to share a room, which was a bit interesting because me and some of my family go to bed at different times. So it's kind of like interesting to share a room. The Wi-Fi at the hotel was, it was actually... had to pay £2 for it, and oh my god, you could tell in a way, because you basically kept falling off. You would be connected for so long, and then you'd kind of fall off, and then wouldn't get anything back for I don't know how long. So we went there on Friday, went to Wookie Hole, which was really cool. There's like caves there, and apparently this witch lived in the caves, and we heard all about that, and we toured around various little places like a witch's grotto, and that was quite a bit of fun. And then in the afternoon we went to Glastonbury, and boy did we shop. There's a lot of hippie shops there, like a lot of shops selling candles and crystals and kind of things like that, and boxes, and yeah. But I had a lot of fun there, and I did buy quite a bit of shopping. I bought a candle, which smells really nice. It's like in a jar, and it smells gorgeous. It's violet and something. I can't remember the full title of it, but it's, it smells nice. And I brought a sort of witch thing. And, I bought quite a lot from there, which was soap, bath stuff, the cinnamon bath bomb, which I used tonight, which is really nice. So I went to Glastonbury, and then we had fish and chips in the evening. On Saturday morning, we went for a spa day, and I had a facial, and that was really, really good. Oh, it felt really, really refreshing and just generally nice. And went for a little bit of a swim in as well, so that was good. In the afternoon, we walked down the beach and went... well, the sort of front, and we walked down to the seafront and got an ice cream, which was quite nice. Went back to the hotel. Saturday night, we went to a firework display, which was fairly good, even though some of the bangs made me jump. And we went to a pub that we liked for a meal, which was quite nice. And then Sunday, we went to Western Supermare. And I walked on the sand, and we went home in the afternoon. And, all in all, it was a pretty nice break. My mum has caught a cold, which isn't good. And my sister has one, so I'll probably be next. And I know a lot of you guys out there have colds at the moment, so I hope you get better soon. Today has been one of those picking days that I wish would, just kind of go away. I got up fairly early to come so Mum could drop me off to get the train back up here. And the first thing to happen was the assistants didn't turn up at Nottingham Station, even though I booked it. Nobody came to the platform. Luckily, a member of train staff helped me out. That was good. That was the first thing that happened. Second thing was the council. Someone from the council came to put my. We have these care alarms in these flats. Not that I ever use it, but basically they came to warm my care box, and I wasn't told when they were coming. So that's the second thing that happened. The third thing was I found out some nice news about a friend, which made me very happy. And some bad things are that there is a hell of a lot of dishonesty going around at the moment. People are affecting some of my friends either via DM or in other means, and it's getting rather annoying. So yes, that was something that is going on at the moment that hopefully will be resolved one way or the other. And I took some time for myself, and just this evening I had a bath, and I used a cinnamon bath bomb and some strawberry shower gel, and I was relaxing in the bath when I got another DM saying that somebody was having internet problems with the radio show they were doing and all that kind of stuff. So that was interesting, and now I'm finally in bed. So I'm just posting this audio boo, and I just wish that people would be more honest with each other, more upfront, and tell the person they are having problems with other than somebody else, which is happening quite a lot at the moment, and it's really annoying. Anyway, I'm going to go, but sorry if this appears a bit rambly, but I just thought I would share what I've been up to, and I will speak to you all very soon. Take care of yourselves. Bye-bye.